irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Exodus chapter 2. Thank you for the living water, Lord God. Thank you for hydrating us while y'all turn into Exodus chapter 2. Thank you for hydrating us, hallelujah, nourishing us, supplying every need, our every need, according to your riches and glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Exodus chapter 2. Amen. We're going to get right into it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Exodus chapter 2. And we're going to read verses 1 through 10. But the key verse is that at the end of chapter 10. Amen. I mean, at the end of verse 10. Hallelujah. God is about business in this hour. God is not playing around. God is on the throne. And he is executing great judgments in your favor, my favor, our favor. And there went a man of the house of Levi and took two wives, a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. Someone says she built an ark. She built an ark. Hallelujah. And put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." What is God saying to us today? What is the Lord saying to you today, my dear son, my dear daughter? Is I'm drawing you out. Hallelujah. God is saying he is drawing you out. Amen. He is drawing you out. Well, what do you mean he's drawing me out? And how? What is he drawing me out of? Well, I'm glad you asked. But before we get into how he is drawing us out, amen, I want to look at the time in which all this was happening. Amen. I want to look at the time, the climate of the text. Amen, someone. Hallelujah. I want to check the temperature of this text. Amen. In this text, we see that it was a time of it was a time where there was a decree that was made not in the favor of the Hebrews. Amen. It is a time where many of us know this story, the story of Moses. And so just to refresh our memory, amen, it's a time where the king had issued a decree, a rule, and that was to kill the Hebrew male children. Amen. Every male child that was born from a Hebrew woman was to be killed, was to be thrown into the river. Amen. So this is a time of crisis. Hallelujah, someone. This is a time where it is dark and it is dim. It's a time when which I'm quite sure you hear weeping and mourning. It's a time in which the Hebrew mother and family is crying. Amen. It's a time of oppression, a time of trouble. Hallelujah. A time of injustice. Hallelujah. And I think that if we look at 2020, that we see the same, kind of the same thing, trouble, it can, hopelessness, crisis, feelings, emotions at an all-time high, not knowing how, where the resolve, what the resolve is, how it's going to come. Hallelujah. But I like to say, and this is what I know, is that in the time of crisis is when God's hand, God's presence is ever so bright. In the time of crisis, in the time of hardship, in the time of despair, in the time of injustice, in the time of lack, in the time of the unknown, is the time for God. Uh-huh. It's hard or complicated or perplexing for God. This is how where we see the Lord's miracles ever so bright. It is in the dark that we see the lights ever so vibrantly, ever so brightly. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, someone. Hallelujah. We see in these times of nothingness, in these times where the climate, the temperature is hot, and we want to get out, amen, and we just don't know how. This is where we see, this is where we meet the miraculous God. This is where we meet his signs and his wonders. Amen. This is where we meet the divine. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. This is where we meet the divine. And within the text, we see a lot of divine activity happening. I like to say within this time, within your life, you will see a lot of divine activity happening. I'm not talking about man activity. I'm talking about divine activity. Amen, someone. So the first divine thing that came to, that the Lord put on my spirit was divine instinct. Mm-hmm. Not basic instinct. Divine instinct. Amen. We are in a time that we have to operate with the divine instinct. Well, what do you mean, Mika? Well, let's look at the text. Hallelujah, someone. In the text, we see God working and we see him moving, but we don't see him directly. There's nothing in what we, there's no scripture that we just read where it says, and God said, and God moved, and God did this, and God did that. No, we see God taking, we see God in the shadows. Amen. We see God in the background of these women of these heroines. Hallelujah, someone that is moving instinctually. Amen, someone that's moving I'll say by the grace of God. Amen. We see Moses' mother, Jochebed, who When she births her child, the Bible says that she saw that he was a goodly child. And so she had the instinct to hide him. Mm-hmm. She had the boldness to go against the rules of that time and hide him. She took action. Amen, someone. We see Moses' sister, hallelujah, who decided to go and watch and keep an eye on, and who uttered a suggestion to probably someone she shouldn't have been talking to. Amen. To Pharaoh's, the king's daughter. Amen. We even see Pharaoh's daughter moving in opposition to what, to the commandment that her father released. I'd say that this is divine. Amen. In the time that we are in the time of your life, amen, you may not always see the face of God in the hand of God and recognize it as God. But I want to tell you that God is moving, and God is ordering, and God is instinctually positioning. Amen. Follow the instinct. Follow that little voice. Follow that. Something said, go here. Something is telling me to hold on a little tighter. Something is telling me, don't let go. Something, we know that something is the Holy Spirit. That something is God. Something is telling me, don't give up. Something is telling me to keep pursuing. Amen. We are in a time that our divine instinct rises up. Amen. You can be a hero where you are. You can be a hero within your household. You can be a hero within your community. Amen. To rise up, amen, in faith. to rise up in faith. Faith will have you breaking rules. Faith will have you breaking protocols and policies, procedures, and plans. Amen. And I'm not talking, I say that with great sensitivity. Amen. Because it's not go out and literally do crazy stuff. No. God will never have you. But I'm talking about having a boldness where people say you can't send an email to the president of, or you can't, or that's not the way we do things. But something is saying, you know what, I'm going to do it, or I'm going to leap, or I'm going to follow this plan that I'm just getting instinctually. Amen. 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 So we see in within the text is that there's divine instinct. Everyone moving off of an instinct. Everyone, it being ordered and coming into alignment divinely. Hallelujah, someone. It's not King Pharaoh. It's not King Pharaoh's plan. It's God's plan. It's not man's plan. Amen. It's not the plan of that of what you're hearing right now. It's God's plan. God is frustrating some plans. Hallelujah, someone. God is frustrating some human, man-made plans. God is overriding some things with you in mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, someone. The second thing we see is we see divine intervention. Moses is now positioned to die. Amen. Moses is now positioned in the danger zone. And we see God again in the shadows. In the shadows. Because there's nowhere that we just read where, again, we are reading where God directly said, thus saith the Lord. No, we didn't read that. We read the heroes. We see the, heroines moving in accordance with God's will. We must be in accordance with God's will, because it's His will that will prevail. It's His plan that will be established. Amen. It's in His will where the blessing is. It's in His will where your salvation is. It's in His will where your protection is. It's in His will where your answer is. Let's step into His will. Hallelujah, someone. We see divine intervention. God working against what man is trying to do. Again, we don't see Him directly. He's like the what came to me is like Him being the little extra in the movie that you don't pay attention to, but He's the one that's calling the shots. Hello, someone. So that tells me that we gotta be in the secret place in Him, and we gotta be in a quiet place in Him, and we gotta remain in that prayer place with Him, and we gotta remain in the Word, our nose in the Scripture, and we gotta be in the position of hearing the Word, because that's how faith comes. So in the text, we see God intervening, God not allowing what Pharaoh is trying to do to happen to Moses. But there's something interesting also within this divine intervention is Moses' mother had to let her child go and trust God, not knowing what will happen. There's some things that you might have to let go. There's some things that you may have to see that looks contrary to the truth that the Lord is speaking. There's some pains that you may feel. You don't think Jochebed, Moses' mother, released some tears? There's some of our own ways that we have to abort. Amen. To be divinely positioned. And that's another divine activity we see within the text, and that God is speaking now, that he is divinely positioning us. We see Moses landed within eyesight of Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. Someone say at the right place at the right time. He was at the right place at the right time. Pharaoh's daughter just so happened to be to go down to the lake, to go down to the river. Her service just so happened. Amen. Miriam just so happened to follow. Amen. So that she can be positioned. She didn't give up. She didn't give up. Miriam, Moses' sister, didn't give up and say, oh, that's it. He's gonna drown, or he's gonna be eaten by an alligator or some sea creature. So that's it. I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna run. I don't wanna see this. I don't wanna see this. Bold in this time. Courageous in this time. Amen. Don't faint not. Faint not is what I'm hearing in this time. Be strong. God is giving us strength. Those who don't have strength, he's giving you strength right now. We see an activity of being at the right place at the right time. We see God, we see a positioning to see what is deemed the impossible. Because when Moses' mother let him go, there was no way. There's no way that the king, someone related to the king, is going to come and rescue my son. There's no way. There's no way I'm going to be healed of this. There's no way I can enter my land flowing with milk and honey. You don't have to see it with your natural eyes. Close your eyes right now. Amen. And hear the truth. It may be your dream speaking the truth. It may be your desire speaking the truth. God in this time is divinely positioning you and I, divinely positioning to go from a low place, amen, to a high place. Someone say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Karabashiki andara yerabo sotoraya. God repositioning. And in order to be positioned and to move, let us be light in the Lord. So let your burdens be cast to him, and let go of your cares and your worries. Amen. Hallelujah, someone. And if it seems like you let it go, okay, I let it go, but it came back and I got it again, then let it go again, and keep letting it go, and keep letting it go, and keep letting it go. Amen. Until it's gone. Going, gone. Amen. But when they were divinely positioned, everyone's divinely positioned, there's another divine that has to take place. This is like dominoes. Like, you know, like when you knock down one domino, it's like a knocking down a divine dominoes, and one affects another, that affects another, that affects another. So when the divine positioning happened, you came into divine favor. Someone said, this is my season of divine favor. Yes, divine favor. Well, why do you say divine favor, Mika? Well, because Moses's daughter could have seen Pharaoh crying and been disgusted by it. Pharaoh's daughter could have seen Moses crying and rejected the cry. And been hard, had a hard heart towards the cry. Ooh, I hear you, Holy Spirit. Some of us is crying and don't know how to articulate the prayer, or your silence is articulating something to God. Moses in his cry was communicating to what came to be his adopted mother. Only a mother can, oh Jesus, only a mother knows how to, or someone that I'll say has been given the grace for that child, amen, can grow to understand them, and the communication that the child is releasing. She understood what Moses was saying. Ah, yeah. Your father knows what you are saying, even in the depths of your despair, in the depths of your frustration, in the depths of your anger, in the depths of your hurt, in the depths of your pain, in the joys of your blessing. God, Karaboshikia, your father understands. You may not understand everything, but your father does. Hallelujah. He knows what's best for you. Amen. So Moses cried, and Pharaoh's daughter felt sorry for him. Someone say favor. Miriam had favor, Miriam being Moses' sister who watched and looked after her brother, amen. Miriam had favor with Pharaoh's daughter, the king's daughter, to the point where her suggestion, her idea was accepted. Her idea was deemed by the king's daughter as a good idea. Amen. In this time, God is giving you favor with grace. God is giving you favor with people you even never even thought you would be positioned before. Amen. God is moving miraculously. Hallelujah. We just have to be bold and courageous and follow the instinct. Amen. We just have to lean on God and not our own understanding. Maybe the Hebrews and the Egyptians, especially of royal descent, shouldn't have even been conversing. God is putting you, positioning you in places and before people that has a connection to your destiny where it shouldn't even, this conversation shouldn't even be happening, and I shouldn't even be in such an opportunity. Well, God qualified you, and you have favor. This is a time of favor. Even Moses' mother, Jochebed, had favor where the king's daughter said, okay, whatever woman you place him in, okay. In the Bible, in the scriptures, Luke 2:52, it says that Jesus increased not only in wisdom and in stature, but also favor with God and with man. Someone say, I am increasing in favor means what? It's changing in your favor. Which means what? It's turning in your favor. Amen, someone. Amen, hallelujah. Karaboshiki andaraya. With that divine favor, comes also a protection. We see that Moses was protected. You may be in a dangerous place. We are with even now with the COVID happening and the racial issues that are on the surface, that are at a high, amen. Whatever it is in your individual life, whatever your fears, your worries are, amen, I want you to know that you are under a divine protection, that no matter what, how dangerous it seems, no matter how bad it seems, no matter how scary the economy is, God is divinely protecting you. He kept. If we even go back further, if you go to Exodus chapter 1, we see the first two heroines in Moses' life or in Moses' time. It's the Egyptian midwives who first the king went to them and said, listen, this is Mika version. When you go and help give birth to these Hebrew women, if it's a male child, kill him. But because they said no, because they went against the evil commandment, the evil rule that was issued, God, and they feared the Lord, God rewarded them. God rewarded them. God protected them. The king found out, but did not reprimand them. That's the case where, off with your head! Right? He's the king. Something bad should happen to them. But we see in the shadow. In the shadow. My God is so good. My God is so good. That's how you know when you're dealing with greatness. Because greatness don't always have to let you know. I'm great. Look what I did. Look at my resume. Look at this. Look at that. Greatness can stand in the shadow. God is so great that he's in the shadow, still grand, still big, didn't minimize himself whatsoever, and so grand that he penetrates the shadows and moves. He protected Shifra and Pua, the midwives. He protected Jochebed, Moses' mother, when she hid him for 3 months. That was a divine hiding. Amen. Somebody could have found out. Somebody probably did. And God stopped whatever effects what could have happened. Amen. God protected Moses. Moses, who was in the ark on the waters in which there's trouble within. Amen. Monsters. Right? Alligators. Whatever other kind of sea creatures that desired to eat flesh. Right? All parties in this. Miriam, his sister, protected. Operating under a divine protection. You are under a divine protection. You need not fear. You need not worry. You need just to trust. God is not only protecting us physically, but protecting you financially. That although you see things looking like sketchy, like God, come on now, protecting you from eviction, protecting you, protecting you. I just protecting you. He's protecting you. Protecting you from things getting even worse. Protecting you. Protecting you where you are. Amen, someone. Say, I'm divinely protected. I'm divinely protected. As we turn our eyes and we put our nose back into the text, amen. What you also notice is there is divine restoration. Divine restoration. What Moses' mother lost, what she had to let go of, she got back. And not only did she get it back, she got him back, but she got back better. Never in a million years would she or anyone ever thought that I will get paid to take care of what is my responsibility anyways. Amen. She was allowed that time with her child, amen, for in that rearing, and that relationship was never lost. Even though he went to live with Pharaoh's daughter, that relationship with his family was never lost. That critical time was with his family. That relationship was built and solidified. Amen. Hallelujah. God is restoring whatever it is you lost. Amen. Whatever. Things that you thought will never, like you will never see again. Amen. Even waking up gifts and talents that you thought, oh, my time is gone. Relationships, amen. Friendships, amen. And not only is he restoring, he was restoring years. He's restoring time. That is something only God is able to do. He is restoring. He is restoring. Restoring your soul. Amen. Renewing your strength. Amen. Giving you new strength. A new vigor. Hallelujah. New employment. And which take us into what? Us being in a season of what? Divine employment. In the text, that's not a regular thing. I'm going to pay you to take, I will give thee thy wages to nurse your child. This is supernatural. Amen. This is divine. This is miraculous. This is the impossible. God is going to position you to be able to do what you love and get paid for it. Ah, do you believe? I don't care how old you are. I don't care how long it's been. I don't care what the past says. I don't care what you've been through. You are getting paid to do what you love. Amen. Hallelujah. Follow the instinct. God is moving you into positions where your giftings, amen, where your skills will be highlighted, where he will show you off. You are moving into gainful employment that will lift you into another level. Yes, even in this time. Yes, in this time. You're not on this system. Mm-hmm. See, the Hebrew children, Moses, was on a different system. God's system. So in a time where they're saying all male children should die, God overrides. God overrode. God is overriding. Yes, this is who our Father is. Go with him. I don't care if you never did it before. I don't care if you never seen it before. I don't care about the details of what you of your insecurity. Move! Reba Shikiandaraya and see the glory of the Lord. Mm-hmm. The glory of the Lord. God is divinely instituting you into a new system, a new pay grade. We see that he took Moses and put him into royalty. Someone say a new way of life. And not only that, like even the back step, I'm quite sure that Jochebed, Moses' mother, didn't get paid just a little penny, a little coin. She got paid according to the royal place that Pharaoh's daughter was coming from. She got paid from a place of abundance. Amen. God is paying. The Bible says that he supplies our needs according to what? His riches in glory. He is taking care of us according to abundance. Rebo shiki andarabasaya. He is causing us to see ourselves according to abundance. Amen, someone. In this place of new that God is ushering you into, even now, we are in a new time. We didn't know this time until we were introduced to it, right? But God, amen, is still over this. He is still the one running this. So allow him to show you, even within this still time that we're in, who you are, what you are able to do. Listen, choose to listen and follow and agree with him. Amen. We cannot mix the old with the new. Amen. So the old got to go in order to receive the new. It's time for that spring cleaning in our lives, in our hearts, in our relationships. Amen, someone. It's time for the spring cleaning. Amen. Because God is what? Drawing us out. Oh, now we get to what God said in the beginning. I am drawing you out. I am drawing you out of the old. I am drawing you out of your comfort zone. Amen. Amen. I'm drawing you out of your fears. Amen. It is time for us to grow. It is time for us, amen, to walk on the water. Hallelujah. Reba Shikia, to do the quote impossible. With God, all things are possible. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. God is drawing us. Amen. Mm-hmm. Even Pharaoh, the scripture says, and she called his name Moses and said, because I drew him out of the water. She drew him. Moses went from looking at death's door to living in palace walls. Hello, someone. Moses went from lying on his execution bed to lying on luxury sheets. Amen. Hallelujah. God is drawing you out. God is drawing you out of the jobless place. He's drawing you out of the hopeless place. He is, hallelujah, someone, drawing you out of the land of nothing. He's drawing you out of the borrowing system, amen, and putting you on the lending system. system. Amen. He's drawing you out. Allow him to draw you out of the bitterness. Allow him to draw you out of an unforgiveness. He is drawing you out of the pit. He is lifting you to a new level. He is exalting you. He is causing people to notice you. Amen. He is causing you to stand out. Amen. Hallelujah. He is drawing you out of the obscure place. It is time, amen, that we rise. Accept what the Lord is saying. Listen to what the Lord is saying. Agree to what the Lord is saying. He is drawing you out. Drawing you out of being last and making you first. Drawing you out of that place of being underestimated. And now your suggestions and your ideas, you're the one that you have the suggestion. We're going to pay you to do it. Hello, someone. Hello, someone. Pharaoh's daughter, the king's daughter, took Pharaoh, took Miriam's suggestion, and then they benefited. They were paid. Her family was paid. If I'm not mistaken, I can go into Genesis, and Joseph was paid. He was promoted because he was the one that God gave the suggestion, the idea, the wisdom, the interpretation to. And we have to be bold to utter and not second guess and not be indecisive and not karaboshiki andaraya waver and not look to man for approval and confidence and make sure that I'm, is this good? No. Just do what the Lord is saying. For he is drawing you out. He's drawing you out of the hospital bed. He's drawing you out of the sick bed. He is drawing you out. Amen. He is drawing you out of the water, the thing in where you seem like you're drowning, you're overwhelmed, you don't have help. He's drawing you out of that, sending the resources, sending the aid. Ooh, someone say, he's drawing me out. Hallelujah. Reba Shikia, I agree. You are drawing me out, of depression. Drawing me out of anger. Drawing me out. Drawing me out of the impossible. Drawing me out. I agree, Father, with you. You are drawing me out. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord God. We praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Listen. You are blessed. Hallelujah. You are blessed. That is what the word, that is what the Lord says on this blessed day, June 28th, 2020. Take what you heard. Write down what the Lord is saying, what you heard. Amen. Let it take root. Let it water it. Amen. With your praise, with your worship, with speaking, reiterating what the Lord says, and I know that you will see his miracles. I know you will see his signs. I know that you will see his wonders. Amen. Hallelujah. I see you in the spirit next Sunday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tell a friend, tell your sister, tell your mother, tell your brother, tell your cousin, tell a stranger. Hallelujah. That thank you, Jesus. Rabbi Sakaraya is on LA Talk Radio. May the Lord bless you. Keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaberekika Adonai Beish Merecha. Yaed Adonai Panav Elecha Bikonecha. Yisa Adonai Panav Elecha Beyasim Lecha Shalom. Shalom, shalom. God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.